Married at First Sight. Chapter 4388. Sunny asked in confusion. His mother had once opened a breakfast shop and later a restaurant, both located in Wiltspoon and close to his aunt's house. Because of that, he could often see his aunt and cousin. When his mother was too busy to pick him up, his aunt or cousin would come for him. He loved his current life. He didn't want to move to Jensburg. Although he had visited Jensburg before, it felt unfamiliar and never truly like home. Winters there were also much colder. Liberty hugged her son tightly and said softly, "No, sweetheart. Mom carries a heavy responsibility now. She's the head of a family, and she must take care of everyone and lead the family's company out of trouble. Even if she couldn't restore the Farrell family to its former glory, she wanted to make it much better than it was now." Liberty also planned to adjust the benefits given to the clan members. She intended to place young, capable members in suitable positions so they could thrive and shine. At the same time, she had to firmly suppress powerful side branches like the Lab family from Haven Mill City, ex-province to prevent them from seizing power. This meant she needed to become even stronger. Only by doing so could she command respect and ensure stability. As long as she remained in charge, no one would dare to rebel. Those in leadership must know how to balance kindness and authority. They shouldn't only suppress their subordinates but also reward them appropriately. Now that Liberty had stepped into the role of patriarch, she admitted that Carissa, the former patriarch, had done a lot to consolidate power. After reviewing Carissa's approach, she decided not to make sweeping changes but to maintain his management style. However, unlike Carissa, she would not eliminate talented young people, nor would she resort to ruthless measures. If they were willing to follow and remain loyal to her, she would offer them opportunities. If they preferred to venture out and explore broader horizons, she would support their decision. Her philosophy was much like Catherine's original approach. Catherine had never intended to use force unnecessarily. It was Carissa who had been responsible for eliminating the most powerful troublemakers who could gather followers. It should be said that Carissa personally eliminated all the powerful troublemakers who were capable of rallying others. As the saying goes, those who plant trees will eventually enjoy the shade. By eliminating those threats, Carissa shocked the entire clan into submission. No one dared to harbor ambitions for fear of losing their life. This allowed Catherine and later Liberty to inherit a position where power and financial resources were almost entirely concentrated in the hands of the family head. Old Farrell often said that during the time of the previous patriarch, the Farrell family was even more prosperous, and that Carissa's abilities were not as strong as her eldest sister's. In truth, the rise and fall of a family is natural. Ups and downs are part of life. It's unfair to claim Carissa was completely incapable. Rather, it reflects the changing times. When a company's transformation doesn't align with market trends, failure becomes likely. During its transition, Farrell Group lost its leading edge in the industry but still managed to reap considerable benefits. It's clear that Carissa also worked very hard to grow the company. However, Carissa's greatest stain was the blood on her hands. She killed her eldest sister's family, who had raised her, and later silenced many others who knew the truth. "Mom, I still like living here," Sunny said after thinking it over. He realized he loved Wiltspoon more. He had been born and raised in Wiltspoon, and all his family was here. "Mom, can't you find a way to move your work back?" "I don't want to move. I don't want to go to Jensburg. It feels unfamiliar, and I don't have any friends there." Liberty gently replied, "You can always make new friends. You're still young and can adapt easily. Once you start school in September, it'll only take 2 weeks before you make new friends." Married at First Sight Chapter 4389. "Sunny, Mommy really can't stay in Wiltspoon for long anymore. My work is now more important in Jensburg. How about coming to Jensburg with me? From now on, the Farrell family there will be our new home." Sunny said, "That's not my home. It's Mom's and my future little sister's home. I heard the adults say that you changed your last name, and now it's not the same as Auntie's. They also said that you must have a daughter who will take your last name and take over your company in the future. Liberty patiently explained, Sunny, even if the little sister I'll have in the future takes my last name, we are still family. You will always be my son, and she will be your biological sister. My home will always be your home. We are mother and son, and nothing will change that. Sunny seemed to understand but was still a little confused. Mom won't force you, Liberty continued gently. September is still a few months away. Take your time to think it over. If you want to follow Mom and Uncle Lu to Jensburg, then I'll help you enroll in kindergarten there. In September, you can start attending school in Jensburg. During holidays and festivals, Mom will bring you back to Wildspoon to visit and have dinner with your aunt. You'll also come home during the longer winter and summer breaks and stay until the holidays are over. Moving to Jensburg doesn't mean we'll give up our home here. We will always keep it, and whenever we come back, we'll still have our own place to stay. Sunny asked, What if I don't want to go with you, Mom? Liberty was silent for a moment before answering, If you don't want to go to Jensburg, you can stay in Wildspoon and live with your aunt. But remember, your aunt just had a little brother and she's very busy with work and taking care of the baby. Sunny, you are my child, my son. It's my responsibility to raise you and educate you, not your aunt's. But Auntie said she will always love me. Even with a little brother, she still loves me, Sunny said earnestly. Liberty smiled and said, Mom didn't mean your aunt doesn't love you anymore. Of course, she will still love you just as much as before. I just want you to understand that raising you is Mom's responsibility, not your aunt's. That's why Mom hopes you'll understand and come to live with me in Jensburg. It's not your aunt's fault. Mom just hopes you can understand her and come live with me in Jensburg. No matter how many children your aunt has, your place in her heart will never change. It's the same with Mom. Even if I have a second child in the future, you will always be my favorite. It's often said that when parents have a second child, they should give even more attention to the eldest to make sure they don't feel unloved or forgotten. But I really like it here. When Auntie is busy, I still have my cousin to take care of me. Plus, there are so many uncles, aunts, and my dad. Dad treats me really well now, Sunny said. He now had a much better impression of his father, Hank Brown. Hank Brown genuinely cared for him now, especially since Sunny was his only child. Listening to the mother and son's conversation, Duncan said to his wife, Liberty, why don't you let Sunny finish kindergarten here in Wildspoon first, and transfer him to Jensburg when he starts elementary school? Sunny has lived in Wildspoon since he was born. It's only natural he doesn't want to leave. My family can help take care of him, too. Duncan's parents, along with his brothers and sisters-in-law, treated Sunny as if he were their own. First, because Sunny was a truly lovable child. Second, to ease Liberty's worries. But he's still young, Liberty said. It's easier for him to adapt to a new school now. The older he gets, the harder it will be for him to adjust. Liberty sat down on the sofa, holding her son close. She said softly, Think it over carefully in the next few months. Starting now, Mom will come back every weekend to pick you up and take you out to play. You can also spend your summer vacation in Jensburg and get used to living there. During that time, if you make up your mind, let Mom know. By September, if you still really don't want to move to Jensburg, you can stay in Wildspoon to finish kindergarten. But after that, you'll still need to move to Jensburg for elementary school. Sunny, Mommy doesn't want to be separated from you for too long. You are my precious baby. These past few months, because of work, I had no choice but to leave you in your aunt's care. Mommy feels very guilty about that. Married at First Sight Chapter 4390. Sunny nodded seriously. Mom, I'll think about it carefully, he said. Liberty hugged her son tightly. Sunny wrapped his arms around his mother's neck and hugged her back. After a moment, Sunny looked up at Liberty and said, "Mom, I want to call Titus. I have a little brother now, and I haven't shared the good news with him yet." Liberty smiled and replied, "Titus has quite a few brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell him," Sunny said. "Every time we meet, he always says they're his brothers and sisters. Kids love to compare." Sunny felt he had lost to Titus in terms of numbers, but now that he had a little brother, he didn't have to envy Titus for being an older brother anymore. If he didn't brag about it, he wouldn't be able to eat or sleep peacefully. No way. Serenity couldn't be bothered to expose her nephew's exaggerations. After all, he ate the most and slept the soundest. Children are carefree. Sunny, loved by several powerful families, is truly everyone's little treasure. He's the most carefree of them all. "Mom, let's try to contact Titus," Sunny suggested. However, Titus always used a different number to call his friends. Liberty suspected that the old miracle doctor did this on purpose. Without a fixed number, it would be impossible to track Titus down. Since there was no fixed phone number, it was impossible to locate Titus through a call. Liberty decided to contact Jane first. As soon as Jane answered, she immediately asked, "Sister Ling, Serenity gave birth, right? I saw her post on WhatsApp Moments. Congratulations to her. She gave birth and was discharged from the hospital today," Liberty replied warmly. "Thank you for sending your blessings on Serenity's behalf." When Serenity posted about the birth on WhatsApp Moments, Jane had liked the post, left a congratulatory comment, and even called Serenity personally to offer her well wishes. When the baby reaches 1 month old, Jane and his wife plan to visit and celebrate, bringing along their own twins, a boy and a girl who had just started walking and still couldn't speak clearly. After a bit of casual chatting, Liberty got to the point. Smiling, she said, "Sunny wants to talk to Titus, but since there's no stable phone number to reach him, he has to contact him through you. You can ask Titus to call Sunny." Sunny said he's now a big brother and is very excited. He wants to share this good news and happiness with his good friend. Jane readily agreed. Today was the weekend, and Titus didn't have kindergarten. However, he still had a packed schedule, practicing martial arts, studying medicine, learning to identify herbs, and helping his master dry medicinal plants. He was very busy. Although the old doctor adored his young disciple, he was extremely strict in his training. If Titus didn't perform well, he would be punished usually by being made to copy medical books, which often left him in tears. Once, when his master had fallen asleep, the little guy secretly packed two sets of clothes and his favorite toys, and, dragging a small suitcase, attempted to run away from home in the middle of the night. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4391. As soon as Titus left the house, the old doctor noticed. He didn't stop the little boy but quietly followed him from a distance. Medicine Valley was located deep in the mountains and forests. Those unfamiliar with the terrain wouldn't dare enter even during the day, fearing they'd lose their way, encounter wild beasts, and risk their lives. Let alone at night, when the cries of birds, insects, and beasts created a terrifying symphony enough to scare anyone. Though Titus was young and brave, he was still just a small child. The farther he walked, the more frightened he became. He grew afraid of encountering a fierce wild animal and being eaten. In the end, he trudged back home, looking dejected. The old doctor, pretending to know nothing as usual, quietly allowed him to return. Titus slipped back into his small room, carefully put away his little suitcase, and soon fell asleep. Home, after all, was still the safest and most comfortable place. After that nighttime attempt to run away and being scared back home, Titus obediently copied medical books whenever punished and never thought about running away again. After hanging up, Jane contacted the old doctor and asked him to have Titus call Liberty, saying that Sunny missed him. A few minutes later, Liberty received a call from the old doctor. After exchanging a few pleasantries, the adults handed their phones to the two little ones. "Sunny, I miss you so much," Titus said on the phone, expressing his longing for his friend.
"I miss you too. Summer vacation is coming soon. Will you be coming back then?
If you do, I'll come to your house to play, and you can come to mine," Sunny said eagerly. Titus replied, "I don't know yet. It depends on my master's arrangements. I can only go back if he says I can. I really want to grow up fast and become an adult," he added. That way, he could go wherever he wanted without being restricted by adults, unlike now. Then he could go wherever he wanted without being restricted by adults like he was now.
"I want to grow up quickly too," Sunny said.
Liberty and Duncan exchanged glances. She pushed the wheelchair over and said to her husband, "Let the two kids chat on the phone. I'll push you outside for a walk.
Let's go back to Jensburg tomorrow," Liberty added.
Duncan smiled and replied, "Anytime is fine. I'll follow you wherever you go." As husband and wife, they were inseparable, truly inseparable in every sense. Liberty pushed her husband out and reminded her son, "Sonny, after you finish talking to Titus, hand the phone back to Mom. I'm going to push Uncle Lu out for a walk."
"Okay," Sonny answered without even turning his head.
Then, excitedly, he said to Titus, "Titus, I'm a big brother now. My aunt gave me a little brother. When he was first born, he wasn't cute at all, actually, he was a little ugly. But now he's not ugly anymore. He's really cute. This is my little brother. I'm officially a big brother now," Sunny said proudly.
Titus responded with an "Oh." The last time he had returned to Feral Chen Villa, he remembered hearing Mother Mew mention that Aunt Hai was pregnant. It had been quite a while since then, naturally, the baby would be born by now.
"My brother and sister can already walk and call me brother," Titus said.
"But your little brother was just born. Who knows how long it'll take before he can call you brother,
Sunny?" His excitement was immediately dampened by Titus's cool response. When Jane's twins were 100 days old, Serenity found out she was pregnant, and Zachary York had immediately brought her back to Wiltspoon. Now that Serenity's baby had been born, Ava and Enzo, the twin brother and sister, were already over 1 year old. It was only natural that they could walk and call their brother now. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4392. After a moment of silence, Sunny said, "My brother will be able to talk too, and he'll call me brother one day. He'll grow up, just like we will." He still remembered that when he first met Titus, he had only been 2 or 3 years old. Now, he was already 5. He had grown a lot taller since then.
"Titus, my mom wants to take me to Jensburg to study, but I don't want to go. What should I do?"
Sunny asked. Realizing he couldn't outdo Titus in showing off about younger siblings, he quickly changed the subject. The two little boys had plenty to talk about. They spoke about whatever popped into their heads, whether the other could fully understand or not. Titus asked, "Where's Jensburg? Isn't it a fun place? Why does your mom want you to study there?"
"My mom said she works in Jensburg and will be staying there for a long time. She doesn't want to be separated from me, so she wants to take me there to study. But I don't want to leave my aunt," Sunny explained.
Titus responded casually, "What's the big deal? I didn't want to leave Mother Mew and Uncle yet either. My master brought me here to study, and I don't even know what this place is called." The adults had never told him. Titus couldn't understand why, even after living there for several years and attending kindergarten, no one had ever told him the name of the place he called home. He even had to travel far to go to kindergarten. Of course, he always traveled by private jet. When he attended kindergarten, different uncles and aunts would take turns flying him there in private helicopters.
"Sunny, even if you transfer to another school, your mom will still be with you."
"My mom isn't with me. My master punishes me every day.
He makes me dry herbs, plant herbs, gather herbs, and memorize medical books. If I don't do well, I get punished by copying medical books. I also have to practice martial arts every day, and I'm not allowed to slack off. Even when I have kindergarten, I have to practice before leaving and again after coming home at night. Because he was forced to train every day, Sunny could never beat him in a fight and always ended up losing. Naturally, being forced to practice martial arts every day meant that Sunny could never beat him, he always lost. At kindergarten, no one dared to bully him. If a kid tried to grab his toy or push him down, Titus would simply push back, and the kid would tumble far away. Many tried to challenge him, but in the end, they were the ones crying on the ground. Now, he was the king among the children, and everyone listened to him. "Sunny, I envy you," Titus said. Sunny grinned, "I envy you too." Titus had many uncles and aunts who adored him. Sunny admired how Titus always seemed better than him and how he had several younger brothers and an adorable sister. "People are like that, you think I have it good, and I think you have it better. Little do we realize that what we find lacking in ourselves might be exactly what others envy and wish for. When you come back during summer vacation, remember to call my aunt. I'll ask her to take me to visit you," Sunny said. "I'll bring my little brother along so you can see how cute he is. He's not a crybaby like your brother. He's really well behaved." The newborn, who simply ate and slept all day, seemed to say, "Cousin, don't be too sure or I'll prove you wrong." Sure enough, less than a month later, Sunny discovered that his little brother loved to cry and wasn't so well behaved after all. "Well, my brother loves to cry," Titus admitted, "but my sister is really well behaved. Last time I visited, she kept calling me brother. I like her so much. Sunny." His little friend was always talking about his sister. Today, it seemed, their conversation couldn't continue much longer.